I want to hear what the experience of another friends, trade union and NGO, about the relation capital with the community and with the state. So from that point, I want to take the experience to share also, and then I will take the decision and in our program in Indonesia. One, the relation among the north and south countries, the north very dominate about everything, about regulation, about distribution, and about everything. Yeah, that is one. And the second, the distribution of wealth in every countries, particularly the south countries like in Indonesia. Indonesia has 157 billion US dollar to international or foreign debt, but now no money in Indonesia because all the money to be deposit or to be invest outside, like Singapore, Hong Kong, America, Switzerland, and so on. So that is the bad implementation. And the last one, I think the huge exploitation of the natural resources and without any compensation or prosperity compensation to the local community, and also without no care about the environment. That is. I think it is very popular, the idea of social democratic today, win-win solution, or social partnership, or equality, we need to sit together to decide together. North-South country must sit together to decide, and capitalistic and the local community and the trade union sit together to decide. That is the solution, and then we will decide the distribution of the wealth and redistribution with the principle of justice. Some program we are doing. One, we are preparing some draft of laws. There are 7 draft of laws to reform the old regulation. That is one. And the second, also campaign about the social partnership, equality. And the third, I took initiative in Indonesia to build a forum communication of tripartite Indonesia. Through the forum, we are planning what the best to our country. Better for us to build, like I told, social partnership than attack each other for prosperity. According to me, trade union is the most significant and the most important of civil society. To build trade union become strong, it is mean also to build strong civil society. If trade union have become the strong civil society, the trade union will build the balance of the relation every side, include government to political side, to trade union, to the people, and to manage to capitalistic. Community will control trade union. Trade union will control political party. Political party will control state, and state will govern the people. So there is a cycling. The circle will be rotate like that, and then democracy will be built, and will be run. The balances of the power, the balances of the decision maker, the balances of the influence, it is also very important. And then economic, the distribution of economy, the distribution of wealth will be implemented if the justly, if the balance of the every power will be reached. I see how trade union, how the influence of trade union in some Western European countries, also America and Canada. I like it. So there is example like Canada, like Belgium, like Holland. So influence also like AFL-CIO. The influence of the trade union is also very important. How to build? That is maybe how to build. We are in ILO has made the recommendation. It is the responsibility of the government and the management of the company to empower the trade union leader. So also I think after this one, it is also the responsibility of World Bank, Asia Development Bank, and IMF to empower civil society. And trade union is the most significant of the civil society. We have to fight. We have to insist. I think the North Trade Union countries, FNV, DGB, ACV, Belgium, AFL-CIO, ACTU, TUC, SIK, LO Norway, LO Sweden, can insist their government, and then their government put the regulation in World Bank, because North countries very strong influence to the World Bank and IMF. I think we are, even though we are not in coordination all, yeah, but some yes. I think we divide task, yeah. I am here beside want to say, also want to hear. And I think some friends like John Sweeney and Willy Tice are in Davos. They want to influence, to approach the capitalistic, how we build the future of the world. So we are dividing our duty, even though not strict coordinationally. Yeah. Yes, our concentration here in Porto Alegre, but we also have to give our attention to Davos. Yeah, Davos also very important. We cannot neglect it. We cannot say I don't care about Davos. Davos also is a reality. We cannot neglect it. But here also is a reality. So how to match both, become social partnership, and then can build sustainability of prosperity to the future of the world.
What should?
First step, I think every countries fighting for the successfully. Yeah, some trade union countries are here. Yeah, Belgium fight with their government, with their partnership of the three party. Holland also, Nordic also, AFL-CIO. And after that, we will, such meeting will be important for the future, if possible regularly, to evaluate. And then if the Davos still be continued, trade union representative will be there. If the social summit like this will be continued, maybe Porto Alegre every year, yeah, the Davos representative also will be here. So each other will be hear each other, and then for the future maybe sit together to decide our future. Yeah, with the big TNC transnational companies will be there, and the center of the trade union world also will be there to decide. Let them decide their goal to reach the as much as they can the profit. Let the union decide their goal to divide, to share all the profit and the wealth. But do not let both attack each other, but let them sit together to decide so the wealth can be distributed and the businessmen can reach their profit. We sit together, and also the North will hear the South and sit together how to share of everything. Yeah, of course, firstly, social leaders. Let me say social leaders. Farmers leaders, trade union leaders, NGO leaders will be, if possible, every year like this, organize the meeting. Okay? To unite their view, their mission, and their strategy. If possible, also their tactic. And then, if they can decide with solidarity, the solidarity will be matched with the Davos mission. We cannot, I can say it easier maybe, but not easy to implement. We need the time, we need energy. But I think the first time we sit together like this, and I think Davos also hear what the voice from here, and also here we are here studying what the Davos dreaming. That is so, understanding each other also very important. Among trade union, there are two organization now. Yeah, big organization. ICFTU and WCL. Yeah. My union belong to WCL. I think for the future also both must be frequently sit together to unite the mission. If possible, merge. That is my voice. If possible, to become merge. Okay, that's one. And in the world, there is also the meeting regularly per region, like APEC. There is periodical meeting. Also Asia Europe, there is also periodical meeting. Okay. Every trade union countries will sound their mission in their countries and to the government. It is depend on how strong their influence. Some countries very strong. Yeah, we are not so strong yet, but we are now moving. And I think almost all trade union countries in the North countries very influenced to the government. Let them influence their government, and like I told you, and then in the last, every government understand it, and if the government and with the trade union same understanding about it, and they will sound the same sounding to the globalization. Yeah, that is how to stop maybe or how to decrease the negative impact of the globalization. I think we must organize more frequent the joint meeting among the three parties, government, businessmen, and the representative of community trade union, yeah, at national level, regional level, and then in the world to decide. In the past, I think particularly South countries, see like Arab countries, yeah, very minimum to involve community leader like trade union to decide what the future of the state, the future of the globalization. So it is also our main problem, how to insist the all South government to involve the civil society to decide the country policy. Yes. We can solve all problem and then bring the prosperity to the people the most important way if we sit together to discuss, and we can deal with to use principle of the win-win solution, not attack each other.